hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. As promised last week, we celebrated our 12-year anniversary of the big show in New Jersey. This week is the celebration, so to speak. I've headed to the Bahamas. I'm in Freeport. I'm hanging out with literally the legends of diving as they are orchestrating an event here on Grand Bahama Island this weekend and celebrating our 12-year anniversary first with a legend in his own mind, and for everybody's mind, Neil Watson. How you doing, Neil?
Hey, first, congratulations on your celebration and all that kind of crap. And I am, and I'm home, man. This is where it started, like over 40 years ago. 1965, I came to Freeport. I opened a hotel and a casino and whatever. Got into diving, and it's like this is where it happened. This is home. My family's here. All my friends are here. Keith is here. I mean, he wasn't even born. But,
yeah, Keith Gomez from Unexo, who's hosting this event, Legends of Diving. And by the way, in case I don't, I don't really have to say this, but we may have had a cocktail or two because we are in that celebratory mood, right, Keith?
No.
Not divers. We don't drink cocktails.
No, just like fish.
It's 7 in the morning, Greg.
Yes, exactly. That's what it is. Right, yeah. So, we got Keith from Unexo who's hosting this event. And, of course, we got to bring on Jeff Rice because Jeff is the man behind the Legends of Diving. Dan Orr from Dan here is here. Everybody, it's the Legends of Diving. All the legends are here.
But did they form Dan because of Dan, or did they hire Dan because of Dan?
I don't know. Dan,
that's
what is that?
Question. I don't know. I mean, I was actually the first Dan at Dan, but I didn't name it. It
was named. Was that like when you went through the interview process? Was that one of the prerequisites?
Actually, it's really nice because all my clothing's monogrammed.
There you go. You never have to worry about forgetting his name. Because he always is wearing it. But Jeff Rice, come on in here, Jeff. You know, we have a big group. Jeff from the Legends of Diving, Portage Quarry up in Bowling Green, Ohio, is where this event originally came from. But now you've moved it to the Bahamas. Is that right?
Well, we're here during the winter months because the water is cold.
Oh, man. I would rather be there.
and not.
Yeah, it's a really nice event, but you've brought together, like, I don't know, there's probably 60 to 100 people here gathered this weekend here in Freeport, Bahamas, celebrating six key legends of diving. And then, I don't know, there's a few extras like Neil and Dan Orr and a few other folks in the industry that have kind of tagged along. You think there, Jeff?
It's a great way to get out of Ohio, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. A lot of people
I actually grew up in Ohio myself. I grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I ended up here, too.
What is amazing about this event, truly, I mean, I don't want to be labeled as a pioneer, but I kind of go back a ways. And I came to this event tonight, and I saw people here that I looked up to when I got into diving. I mean, there is the who's who, the pioneers, truly the pioneers of diving. And, I mean, there's some stories here that, my God, nobody would believe. I mean, it is truly the evolution of diving.
Yeah, it is indeed. And for someone like myself who's been doing Scuba Radio for 12 years, this is a huge opportunity. And I couldn't think of a better way to spend our 12-year anniversary celebration than literally looking back at some of the pioneers that actually made what we do possible today. And what do you think, Dan?
It's the foundation of our industry. It's right here in one place at one time. Never going to happen again.
Absolutely. Now, Jeff, now the six people in mind, I don't know if you can list them off at the top of your head, but who do we have here?
Well, we have Dottie Frazier, who absolutely stole the heart of all the children on this island. If you could have seen a small, little, gray-haired lady come in and started talking to them, and she stole their heart. Then we
let's just say she is the first female dive instructor in the world, correct? 87 years old. I met her today. You will hear her today on Scuba Radio. And she's hot, according to Neil. Yes.
She's a cutie.
She's hot.
Everybody loves Dottie.
Yeah, she's really nice. And you will hear her. She's quite a ball of fire. And shocking to realize that she's 87, because I would have had no idea, really.
She
was probably in your dating range there when you initially looked at her.
Hey, she still is. What are you getting? Hey, dude. And after you realize, I mean, this whole evolution of diving thing is like, most of these people here were like retired before you had pubes.
Okay, I would give out the age, but then I'd be really embarrassed. So we'll just move on. But yeah, you will hear Dottie a little bit later.
Here now.
Whoa, look at that. No. So anyway, but Dottie is one of the folks we're going to hear from. Who else do we have here, Jeff?
Well, we have the very famous Dr. Jose Jones, who is here, who, by the way, has been teaching scuba lessons to people throughout the world almost his entire life and has never charged one penny.
Really? Is that true, Dr. Jones? You don't charge for scuba lessons?
Nope. No, I haven't charged anybody, and I've certified over 2,000 divers. So.
Wow. So
people interested in diving.
And that is quite a feat in itself. I mean, I'm assuming you have a real job then.
Oh, yes, I'm a marine biologist.
Okay, good. So he's making some money otherwise.
Now, last week he was
trying to make a living in the diving industry.
Yeah, okay.
Don't pay to teach, get another job.
Yeah, exactly.
Last week at Beneath the Sea, he was recognized as Diver of the Year.
That's right. Yeah. I was just talking to him about that. Yeah, so I would imagine this is a pretty cool event to go from Jersey and come to the Bahamas, huh?
I'm honored to be a part of this. Yeah, this is something that should have been done a long time ago, and I'm glad they're doing this, because we got a lot of people who are the pioneers, and they're responsible for the whole industry. None of us would be here had it not been for the pioneers. Not us, but the ones who came before us.
Yeah, well, like I said, for someone like myself, this is a huge opportunity to learn about some of the folks that literally made even Scuba Radio possible. Who would have thought? It's basically Scuba Radio is your fault, Dr. Jones.
Okay, I'll take the blame for it.
Okay, good. You'll be the first one.
You know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for me.
Okay. I like that. All right, well, we're going to talk to Dr. Jones here more. You know, the original Indiana, I guess, as they say. Who else do we have, Jeff?
Well, we've got Nick Eichhorn. Nick, basically, we call him the keeper of the flame. And Nick was the first CEO of Patty in the very, very inception of it. And also, he has probably one of the largest collections of memorabilia in the world. I mean, he's got stuff from Jacques Cousteau that he personally gave to him, and he's kept all these things. And he even has the 1933 Kamini's rebreathing regulator, and that was like 7 years before Cousteau.
It's in my rental.
That's why you're using in Neil's.
No, Nick, you know, Nick is an incredible guy, and I mean, I'm so thrilled that he's here, because we were both inducted into the
Reaching Out Awards at DEMA a couple of years ago, right?
Vegas, yeah. Together, and I mean, he is an amazing gentleman, and you know, I'm thrilled that he's recognized, because he's a class act. He is like one of a kind.
Yeah, so we will talk to him a little bit later on the big show today. Matter of fact, if you go to the Long Beach Dive Show, he usually has a nice little display of some of his classic diving gear there on display, and that's coming up at the end of May, I believe, in Long Beach, California. All right, so Nick Eichhorn, Dottie Frazier, Dr. Jones, who else we got there, Jeff?
Well, we have a very famous Canadian. We have Alec Pierce, who is from the largest scuba shop in Toronto and all of Canada. And Alec has been involved with us for about 8-9 years. He has the largest memorabilia of Sea Hunt, and he's brought it here and has been showing it to the children.
Nice. So what kind of items are we talking about from the show Sea Hunt that he's showing here in Freeport?
Well, he's brought some of his knives And I was waiting for Neil to say something about that, because we do an underwater knife scene.
Okay. Well, you know, actually, you know, Dr. John Clements is here, which is from Freeport, and he is probably the first, like, diving physician. Dr. John Clements was my diving physician when I did the world's depth record in 1968. And he went out on the boat, and I'm getting geared up, and the press is there. And they interviewed him, and they said, "What's your role here?" And John is English, and he has this dry sense of humor. And he said, "I'm just out here to certify this bloody idiot's death." And I went, "John, dude, hello." But he is truly, truly has done probably the first,
probably
the first hyperbaric physician in the whole friggin' world.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, and he actually had a lot.
Friggin', I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can say that. So, but he was, he liked help Jacques Mayol.
Jacques Mayol, I mean, he's an incredible, incredible man with a wealth. You know, just the wealth of information and knowledge and whatever. You know, I mean, for me to go anywhere and be in awe of my peers, I mean, that's something. And it's here. I mean, I look at people that I looked up to, and they were like my diving gods, and they're all here. I mean, this is such an incredible, amazing event that was put together by Genexo and Keith and whatever. And I mean, it is truly, like, you know, we ain't going to be here forever, and to bring us all together in this unique environment is so, so special.
Yeah, well, it is really cool. And you mentioned Dr. Johns, right?
Dr. John Clements, yes.
Yeah, Dr. John Clements, and he worked with Jacques Mayol and one of the other legends, too, right? On the, who was the other one we're talking about, Jeff?
Me.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course.
We're
the dive god.
One of the most important dive legends that we brought in was the first general manager of UNEXO, who was Dave Woodward. And Dave was very, very special guy, because he started the fad, or the situation where we all had to have octopuses on our regulators. You remember that, Neil?
I do. The pioneers of diving, photojournalists, and went on to skin diver and whatever. Everybody started at UNEXO. That's where you went to move on in the industry. John McKinney, Jack McKinney. Now, which was editor publisher of Skin Diver. His son went on to be a renowned photojournalist, and
started here.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of Bob Croft, right? He's one of them.
Yes.
And Bob Croft is here. You're going to hear all these people, their stories, their history. It's impressive stuff. What better way to celebrate the 12-year anniversary of Scuba Radio than looking back even before then to making this little show possible? That's what we're doing today from the Bahamas. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Dude, an ancient sunken city.
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? Wow! It is. It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta.
Howdy, y'all.
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing into Ilucha. Oh, yeah. Into Inagra, Benetti, into Long Island, all around the Bahamas. And Bahama, and Walker's Key. So come go with me.
Come on.
To Bimini.
Everybody, let me hear you.
Everybody, come on, let's go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Come on, girls and boys.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Show him. Come on.
Yeah.
Good music. Yeah. Hey.
All right, welcome. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the dive master, not in Bimini on Grand Bahama Island, but I figured this music was appropriate for the setting of the Legends of Diving. I'm with Jeff Rice. He is the man behind the madness here of this event on Grand Bahama, bringing all the legends of diving to the island to kind of, you know, it's almost like a diving family reunion, isn't it, Jeff?
Well, family reunion it is, and it's been a reunion of all the legends from around the world right here at UNEXO at this beautiful, beautiful facility. And with us all week long have been the children of two high schools, and it's been a grand time. They've got to meet the legends, and the legends spoke with them and talked about the early days of diving and how it all happened.
Yeah, now that is one of the main, you know, aspects or elements of this event is that not only do the legends get to come to the island and kind of catch up with old friends and maybe share a few stories with yours truly and for our scuba radio listeners, which you will hear here a little bit later on the big show today, but the students, the kids here on Grand Bahama get to meet these folks. And what's your name?
Alicia,
what do you think of this so far? Have you met some pretty cool people? Has it made you want to go diving or jump off the coast, maybe skip a class and go do some diving with dolphins?
I think it's awesome because the person who influenced me most was Dottie Frazier, and like she's such a wonderful person. She's outgoing and so I don't know how to explain it.
Just full of energy, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, and she's the world's first woman dive instructor. So what do you think? Do you think you're going to follow in her footsteps? Will you become a diver, let alone a dive instructor maybe?
Probably.
Yeah. Cool. What about you? What's your name?
Jessica.
Jessica, who was your favorite so far? Was it Dottie as well?
Yes, it was.
She seems to be a hit with the kids. You guys all like Dottie? Is that your biggest legend fan so far, the one you like most?
Yeah.
We got to give some props to some of the other folks, though, too, don't we?
Well, I also liked Jose Jones because he got the award for the world's 5,000 platinum, and I really, really would hope to have that someday.
Cool, excellent. Now, of all of you kids right now, have any of you dived before, scuba dived, or snorkeled, or what? Just say, raise your hand, yay, what? Yeah, what's your name?
Michaelette Williams.
What's your name?
Michaelette Williams.
Okay, Michaelette Williams. Nice. Okay, so you've scuba dived or have you just snorkeled?
Snorkel.
Who's actually dived? Has anyone actually got the certified to be? Oh, okay, you two are divers already. Okay. And so what level certification are you?
We're not certified yet, but...
Oh, you just tried it, like did a Discover Scuba kind of thing?
We're about to be certified in like one more dive.
Oh, okay. So you're in the process. Is that part of your school work?
Yes.
It is? So this is like a class? Do you guys know that the people listening back home in the States right now are going, are you kidding me? They get to go hang out with these legends and dive with dolphins as part of classwork? This is like the ultimate classroom, do you think?
Yes, it is.
It's a good gig if you can get away with it, right?
Best thing to happen to school.
Yeah. Now, what's your name?
Bernique.
Are you a diver too, Bernique, or what?
Yes, I am.
Are you certified already?
Not yet.
Not yet? You're in the process too?
Yes.
Now, have you guys done this whole UNEXO dolphin thing as well, or what?
Not yet.
Yeah, is that on your list of things to do? You're building that list. The legends are like telling you, hey, I could do this, I could do that, and the list just keeps getting longer and longer, doesn't it?
Yes.
So what do you think? Have you seen the videos of the dolphin experiences? And as part of your checkout dives, have you guys actually been underwater to see the reef and that kind of things already too? Or
yes, we have.
So what do you think? Are you going to be like a marine biologist, change the world, or what?
Yeah.
Is it opening up career paths for you guys? Are you thinking, like, this is what I want to do with my life, or is it still too early to tell? How old are you, anyway?
I'm 16.
16. So you got a little think. You don't have to make a commitment today, but the path has been set in front of you. You think you're going to take it?
Yeah,
okay. She's been convinced by Dottie and the gang here at the Legends of Diving. All right, more coming up from Grand Bahama Island next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Yeah! Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportwear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportwear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master on Grand Bahama Island. We're at Yanexo and the Legends of Diving event. You just heard from some of the kids that are benefiting from the Legends being here, getting them excited about the diving industry, getting into the water, period, here. And not to mention the fact that they get to blow off a day of class and spend it with these divers here at the pool at Yanexo and being exposed to some amazing diving history. Now, with me right now is one of the people that are one of the legends I've been wanting to speak to most and meet, and I've already had the opportunity to talk to her a little bit off the air. Her name's Dottie Frazier. She is the world's first diving instructor woman. Right now, when did this happen, Dottie?
In 1955.
So back when Elvis was king, yeah. You were in the water, in the teaching people how to scuba dive. And, yeah. And what was that, Maui or what?
That was Los Angeles County, and it was the fourth instructors program that they had ever had.
So this is even before certification agencies, and you're the world's first dive instructor or woman dive instructor.
Yes.
So what was it like? Was it tough diving, hanging out with all these womanizing pigs like Neil Watson and folks like that, or what?
Well, in the first place, when I joined the underwater instructors course, I was turned down. I had to send my check in, my application, but they said this was not a sport for women. So go back and take a course at the YMCA. But because they didn't send my check back, my diving buddy, who is Big Jim Christensen, very famous skin diver, insisted that either they handed me a check right then or I was included in the class. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here today.
So he kind of stood up for you and said, hey, you need to give her a shot. She could do this. And and you hung in there and went through the course. And how long did it take you to do it?
Well, the whole course was, I don't remember how many hours it was, but I had to work my way through all the guys who actually resented the fact that there was a woman in the class.
So I can't imagine that, knowing the divers I know. More coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba, 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 scuba. Scuba dooba hooba hobba. Scuba.
We are on Grand Bahama Island at Yanexo, Legends of Diving event, with Dottie Frazier. She is the world's woman's first dive instructor, certified, period. Los Angeles County Dive Instructor School, third class overall, fourth class.
Yeah, fourth class. Yeah, 1955 is when I graduated as what you said.
Now, were you just that hard-headed and you was like, I want to do this and I don't care that they say it's just a guy's thing. I'm gonna do this whether they say I can do it or not. Is that kind of how you were thinking at the time?
Right. But I had had this happen to me for years and years because I was a skin diver and I had to enter all the contests against the males and fight.
You were kicking their butts and you said, hey, I want the official card, the whole thing, right?
Yeah. And my diving buddy, Jim, had told me about this class, or I wouldn't even have known it existed. And so actually it was a new adventure. So I was game to try and fight my way up again, and I was very glad I did. And Jim and I came out first and second in the top division of the class, which was really good.
Very nice. And at the time you had a dive store, right? You were operating the dive store in, this is Long Beach, California, or where?
Long Beach, California. I had Penguin Dive Shop, and that's where I started teaching out of. And
how many divers do you think you've certified over the year? You have any idea? Over the years?
I think I've got two card holders, you know, and I think I've got 1,000 in each one, and I didn't have room for some of them. So,
well, very nice.
It's at least 2,000 divers that have gone through my courses.
Well, I would imagine you're pretty proud about that. You should be.
I am. I was very careful to, I was not bashful about flunking somebody out and not giving them a card, but they came back and certified again with me. So I don't think I've ever had any problems with any accidents that happened from any of my students that I've heard of so far.
You probably had to work harder, probably 10 times harder than the guys that were on the same playing field at the time. My guess is just because being a woman at that time, right?
Yeah, but I'd been used to it since I was 6 years old. At school, girls weren't allowed to join the athletic programs, but I did. And so I was used to it, so it didn't bother me too much.
Yeah, and to this day, you're still out there snorkeling. You don't dive much anymore, I'm guessing, but you still snorkel here and there?
As far as scuba goes, I've seen it all. I've been all over the world diving, and I've decided that my area in Long Beach was the prettiest and the closest, and so I still skin dive all the time. And all my family, my grandkids, everybody is involved in diving and skiing and surfing. And
when you skin dive, you have a fin, snorkel, and what?
And a plate, a mask.
Oh, a mask. I was going to say, you call it a face plate.
Well, in those days, it was a face plate. It was after diving became more popular that they changed the name of it, you know.
Yeah, made it a mask. Yeah. This whole newfangled technology just throws you off every once in a while.
Yeah, being down here, I've seen so many changes that I couldn't imagine.
I don't doubt it one bit. Hey, we got more with Dottie Frazier right after a Dan tip as we continue our broadcast from the Legends of Diving event here at Yanexo on Grand Bahama Island.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 128. Although Rachel Ray may say otherwise.
Look at that. Yum. Oh.
Marinating a sea cucumber in a jar of vinegar does not transform them into sea pickles.
We just gobble it up whole.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And we have Jeff Myers in the studio, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, buddy.
Think we gave away today's topic?
I think your listeners can probably guess.
Just in case we've been too subtle, we're discussing dive buddies and getting to know them, right?
That's the plan.
How well do you have to know someone before you dive with them as a buddy?
Well, knowing someone and knowing your dive buddy don't necessarily have anything to do with one another. You can dive with a perfect stranger but still know them well as a dive buddy.
How do you figure?
You don't have to know a person well out of the water to be really compatible underwater. Just like I've known people who were the best of friends on the surface, but didn't do well when diving together. It really all comes down to communication.
How so?
Well, the first thing to know about your dive buddy is whether or not your goals on a given dive are compatible. If you like to swim fast and cover a lot of ground, while your buddy likes to stay in one place and take pictures, chances are you're not going to get along down there.
So be sure to agree upon the goal of the dive.
Absolutely. Make sure you discuss not only your goals, but your skill level as well. They don't necessarily have to be the same, but it's something both buddies should know. If you've got a lot of experience, but your buddy doesn't, you need to know that. If there's something that makes you uncomfortable with something underwater, or if there's a skill or concern that gives you trouble, let your buddy know. As long as you're both willing to recognize and accept any limits your differences may present, there's no reason it can't be a good match.
What about the dive plan?
No matter how well you think you know your buddy, review every aspect of the dive plan out loud. Even if it seems like a given, talk about it to make sure you're both on the same page.
I know one that often gets overlooked is reviewing hand signals.
Totally. And it never ceases to amaze me that it is overlooked so often, since that's how we communicate with each other underwater. I'll listen to dive buddies review every other part of a dive plan, only to watch them have absolutely no idea what they're trying to say to each other once they're at depth. Even something as simple as trying to share information on air supply becomes this complex dance of signals and signs that boggles the mind. And apparently, the buddy team.
Been there, been confused by that. What else can you do to get to know your buddy?
Watch them. If you've got a buddy who claims to have lots of experience, but puts their gear together backwards, you may want to double check how much experience they actually have. On the flip side, don't claim things about yourself that aren't true. Again, it's not always about matching skill levels as much as it is about being honest and open.
What else?
Before you enter the water, do a pre-dive safety check. You should be doing them anyway, but always, always with the first-time buddy. You should both be familiar with the other's gear, so in the event of an emergency, you're not trying to figure out things on the fly.
How nosy can you really get with a new buddy?
As nosy as you need to be to feel comfortable. Remember, your buddy is expecting you to look out for him the same way he's to look out for you. So both of you should be comfortable with each other before you enter the water. If you want to know if there's anything you should be aware of, like a medical condition or injury, ask. Most divers understand why the question is being asked, and most are willing to share all important information with their buddy.
I generally find that conversations between divers are surprisingly open and easy to have.
Sure, because you're sharing a common interest and goal. And if you're teamed up as buddies, you're sharing the dive as well.
What's the most important thing about buddies besides communication?
I'd say understanding. If you're comfortable that your buddy will respect the plan and any limits you may have, and vice versa, you should get along well.
Do you find it easier to dive with someone you know or someone you don't?
You know, it depends entirely upon the person. Diving with someone you know well on the surface is a great way to deepen the relationship. And when you've been in the water with someone a lot, you do get to know each other's habits, preferences, strengths, and weaknesses, and that knowledge can create a special bond between divers. On the other hand, diving with someone new is a great way to make a new friend and learn something new. The only thing that's really important to me is that I know my buddy, even if only as my dive buddy, before I hit the water.
And all it takes is a little communication.
You said it, buddy.
You don't have to know a buddy long to know a buddy well. All it takes is a little time and some open communication. Be honest with your buddy and expect the same from them. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back here at Yanexo on Grand Bahama Island with Dottie Frazier. She's the woman, well, she's the world's first woman dive instructor, and she's hanging here at the Legends of Diving event. Now, you know, we've been talking to her for a little bit now, and you may not realize this, but how young are you today?
I am 87. I'll be 90 in two and a half years.
Yeah, it's quite amazing that, I would have never thought that when I talked to you earlier that you were that young.
Yeah.
But it is impressive. And one of the messages you do want to get out there is that it's never too late to get out there and enjoy the underwater world, right? I've seen you telling that to some of the people here at the event, whether it's kids or older folks.
Yeah, and especially the women. They think they're too old just because they've got a granddaughter or grandson. And I happen to have 18 great-grandkids, so they're never too old.
Never too old to get out there and see what's down below, right? And you're still doing that today off the coast of Long Beach.
Yes. Actually, we have an island off the coast where I spend a lot of time snorkeling. I don't use the scuba anymore because I've seen it all. I don't have to go looking.
Well, you probably hold your breath for like minutes at a time anyway, I'm guessing still, huh?
I'm still pretty good for my size anyway.
Yes. Now, what about what you've seen over the years, like what it was like in the beginning? I mean, obviously, you know, women were as welcome as they are today. But what other things are you seeing with the people getting in the water today? Do you still see the same passion from new divers or these kids that are coming from the Bahama school and talking to you folks, or what?
Oh yeah, they're all really excited about becoming divers, and especially the girls are very interested in the stories that I've told them during the lectures, and they're all really, really into becoming divers, which is great.
Yeah, well, you obviously you've become a huge figure here with the kids. You're their number one legend.
Yes.
Is what I heard.
Yes.
You think that was well earned or what?
Oh, I'm telling you, they're the wonderful bunch. That's one of the highlights of the trip down here. The friendliness that I have found, and everybody is so interested in this sport in particular.
Well, it's an honor to have you on Scuba Radio, Dottie, as the woman's first dive instructor in the world. And more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Here on the island. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Sharks got hold of him like he was the fresh catch. When he got back to the boat, he said, "It's only a scratch." The captain said, "If this is so, then why you come back in?" He said, "I only swim in circles cause I only got one fin."
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I don't know if Skip was here. I doubt it because he could have went to the Yanexo shark feeding course or went through that course that they offer here. This is like one of the main places where they do some amazing shark dives here in the Bahamas. But I'm sitting here with Nick Eichhorn. He is one of the legends of diving from the event. And well, he has so many things to cover on the show. We're not going to be able to get to all of them. But one of them that I didn't know until I read up on the people who are going to be here is that, Nick, you were the first CEO of Patty. Yes. Is that right?
Yes, first CEO, right.
Yeah, so you started Patty, Professional Association of Diving.
First office in 1970.
So he's the man behind or started Patty, and then from there you went on to help. Well, you were in Dottie's classes or worked with her on the L.A. County stuff before Patty.
That was in the very beginning, 1953-54, and we had the first scuba classes.
Yeah, and eventually you opened up Patty a few years later or worked on that. And then you've worked with all the manufacturers out there on the West Coast, I'm guessing, right?
Right, and most of the training organizations, too.
Yeah, so you've just done everything. And over the years, the one thing I've seen Nick at some of the dive shows, and we've talked before, is he's always showcasing or showing off all this dive memorabilia, whether it's from Sea Hunt, it's old regulators, double hose stuff. You just have it. You have everything. I mean, that happened, what, because of all your background with the manufacturing in the beginning?
And right from the very beginning, you know, having all the prototypes and the samples from other competitors.
So it just kind of became a nice little hobby for you over the years.
Yes. Probably the largest collection in the world, I've been told.
Yes. Well, every time I see you at the dive shows, I can't believe how much stuff I've seen that you showcase. And it's very interesting to see how we've progressed over the years from the equipment back in the day. Has it really changed a lot in your eyes or what?
Not really. We've had, you know, some real improvements like the soft suits at high stretch with no zippers in them and the buoyancy compensators. You know, all those things are new, really, to the diving industry.
Yeah, but as far as like regulators, they still function basically the same?
Basically the same, right. A little fancier cases on them, made out of plastic now. And
yeah. But, you know, I know some of the diehards prefer the old stuff. And matter of fact, they're diving with it here this weekend. They have some classic divers. We're going to get to some of those folks. Talk more with Nick and some of the other legends of diving here on Grand Bahama Island. It's Yanexo is where we're at, and it's coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me
be wiping me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.